Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we have a great lesson for you today. The topic of today's lesson is home. The title of the show is Abby Shops for Furniture. Abby shops for furniture. Do you like to shop for furniture, Katie?
No, I actually don't like to shop for furniture, Peter. I always think that it takes too much time. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie. Thank you for joining us today.
We've got a lot to learn today, but we should start by reading today's Read It. Follow along with Katie now.
Abby is reading a magazine. She wants to decorate her home. She needs some ideas. She can get something new for the bathroom. She can get a shelf. Then she can put extra towels on it. She can get a table for her dining room, too. She and Rob can go and shop for furniture.
Today is a home lesson, so we can learn about things in your home. We all need some furniture at home.
Most people have tables and chairs at home, and everyone has to have a bed. That's an important piece of furniture.
What kinds of furniture do you have in your home? Do you need to buy some more furniture soon? Those are some questions we can all think about today.
And those are some questions that Abby is thinking about today. Like we learned in our Read It, she needs to buy some more furniture, and Rob is going to help her with that. But right now, it's time to start thinking about your keywords for the day, and you can learn them with our word lady, Christina. Here she is right now.
我们今天讲到的主题是装潢。 Abby 想要把自己的家重新装潢一下，首先她的浴室要添购一点新东西。浴室就是 bathroom， 泡澡的英文是 bath， 所以 bathroom 就是浴室。她想要一个新的架子，可以用来摆毛巾。毛巾就是 towel， 这个字发音比较特别一点，我们来练习一下 towel， towel。Let's put all the towels on the shelf. Abby 还想买一张新的餐桌，桌子就是 table. Table 指的通常是一个桌面配上四只桌脚，没有抽屉的桌子。She also wants to buy a new table. 有抽屉的那种通常是叫做 desk. 新桌子是要放在餐厅用的，餐厅是 dining room.因为 dining 是用餐的意思，所以 dining room 就是餐厅了。She wants a new table for her dining room. 好心的 Rob 要陪 Abby 去买家具。公务的动词用 shop. They will shop for furniture together.
嗨 Abby, what are you reading?
Good morning, Rob.I'm reading a magazine.
What kind of magazine?
It's a magazine about houses. I want to decorate mine.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
It is. I need some ideas.
Get some new furniture.
Good idea. I can get some furniture for the bathroom and dining room.
In today's first conversation, Abby is reading a magazine. I think we all know what a magazine is.
Yeah, some of you learn English from our magazine. But there are a lot of different kinds of magazines.
You can read a magazine about sports or travel. There are also magazines about food. And other people read magazines about the home.
That's what kind of magazine Abby has today. It's all about houses.She wants to learn about decorating her house.
But what does it mean to decorate? When you decorate a place, you put things on the wall around your house to make it look nicer.
That's right. Some people also decorate by painting a wall in their home a pretty color. You could also put up a lot of pictures of you and your friends.
Do you travel a lot?Maybe you can decorate your home with pictures from all your travels or places that you want to go.
That's a great idea. Now let's talk about the word decorate. Decorate is something that you do, but decorations are a thing.
So you can say you want to decorate your house, or you could say you want to put some decorations at your home.
We put up a lot of decorations for holidays, like for Christmas or for Thanksgiving. Or you could also say that you decorate a lot for the holidays, too.
Abby needs some ideas for decorating, and she thinks the magazine will help her. She can look at pictures in the magazine and see what she likes or doesn't like.
One thing that Abby needs is furniture. Do you all remember what furniture is? We had a different lesson last year about shopping for furniture.
Your furniture is your table, chair, or bed. You can have furniture in your room, like a bedroom, or kitchen, or living room. Every room has furniture.
That's right, and when you move to a new place, you might need to buy a lot of new furniture. But this is a little different today. Abby's looking for furniture for her bathroom, Peter. What kind of furniture does she need in that room?
I don't know. You need a bed or a table in your bedroom. Or maybe we need to find what it is in conversation B. Let's go there right now.
What do you need in the bathroom?
I want a shelf. Then I can put extra towels on it.
What about in the dining room?
My table is really old. I need a new one.
Let's go to my favorite furniture store after work. I can help you choose one.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
We found out what kind of furniture Abby needs in her bathroom. She needs some shelves in her bathroom. That will help her organize all her things.
Thanks, Katie. But we should talk about this word you just used. You said Abby needs some shelves in her bedroom. But conversation B used the word shelf.
Oh, yeah. That's really important. Friends, you should remember this. If you are talking about just one, you say shelf. S-H-E-L-F.
But if you're talking about more than one shelf, you should say shelves, like Katie did. S-H-E-L-V-E-S. Shelf and shelves.
Thanks, Peter. So, friends, Abby wants a shelf, and she can put her extra towels on it.
Towel is a key word today, and Christina has told us about this already. But now she's going to tell you some different ways to use this word.
Towel 是今天的单字，它是毛巾的意思。我们日常的生活中有各式各样的毛巾，我们来介绍一下它们的英文说法。首先，洗澡用的浴巾是 bath towel， 因为 bath 是洗澡的意思，所以浴巾就是 bath towel。我们到了海滩去铺在沙滩上的叫做 beach towel。浴室里洗完手之后挂在墙上用来擦手的叫做 hand towel， 这种毛巾就是比较小一点了。厨房里或者是公共厕所的擦手纸巾叫做 paper towel， 而湿纸巾就是 wet towel。
So Abby wants a shelf for her extra towels. If she has extra towels,That means she has more than she needs.
But I think we all have extra things. You have extra clothes at home, I'm sure. And maybe sometimes you have extra food. You can share extra food with friends.
In school, you might use the word extra in a different way. Maybe you need extra help on the homework. Sometimes I needed extra help with my math homework.
So that's a few ways to use the word extra. You can try to say your own sentence with that word. Then you can say it to a friend for extra practice.
So Abby needs a shelf in the bathroom for her extra towels. But then Rob wanted to know what she needs in her dining room.
She needs a new table, and we need to learn a new calendar phrase.
I need a new one.
I need a new one.
我需要一个新的。
Your cell phone looks really old.
Yeah, I need a new one.
Your laptop looks really old.
Yeah, I need a new one.
And your watch looks really old.
Yeah, I need a new one.
Why don't you buy new things?
I don't have any money. I quit my job.
Oh, you need a new one.
Yeah.
I need a new one.
I need a new one.
我需要一个新的。
So we learned that Abby's table is old. Sometimes when we use our things a lot, they don't look so nice anymore. And that's when we need to go get a new one.
So that's why Abby needs a new table. She probably uses her table a lot. So it's time for a new one.
That's right. And right now, it's time for us all to take a short break. But don't worry. We'll be back very soon, so don't go away.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, friends. This is our home lesson today. Abby is looking at a magazine about houses because she wants to decorate her home.
And what kinds of furniture does Abby want? Well, first, she wants a shelf for her bathroom, someplace that she can put her extra towels. And she also wants a new table for the dining room. Let's find out some more about this in Conversation C right now. Wow, there are so many things here.
I love to shop at Frank's furniture store. Their furniture is great.
How are the prices? The furniture looks expensive.
Their prices aren't cheap, but they aren't expensive either.
That's good.
The tables and shelves are over there. Let's go look at them.
Okay.
Remember, everyone, at the end of Conversation B, Rob is taking Abby to look for furniture at his favorite furniture store.
Yeah, he's helping her a lot. So right now, they're at the furniture store. And Abby says there are so many things here. Before we learn more, let's look at that grammar point with Rebecca.
This grammar point will help you tell people that there is a lot of something. There are so many, noun, here. For example, there are so many people here. Or, there are so many cars here. Now don't forget to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, there are so many things at the furniture store. That means Abby will have to look a lot to find things that she wants to choose from there.
That's true, but having so many things to choose from can make it a hard decision. You might like a few things, and then you don't know which one to choose. So, what do you do?
Yeah, but it's also good that Rob is going with Abby. He can help her choose the right piece of furniture she needs.
You're right, Peter. That's great thinking. Rob can tell Abby what he thinks about all the different things that she likes.
True. He can say if he thinks it's good or bad. That will help Abby choose the right piece of furniture.
And Rob loves to shop at this furniture store. He thinks that their things are great.
Maybe they are. But it's also an important sentence you just used, Katie. Friends, Christina is going to help us with this sentence now. Listen closely.
我们来看看 shop 这个单词。今天 Rob 说 I love to shop at Frank's furniture store. 这个 shop 是动词，购物的意思。我们通常会说 shop for something， 就是去买什么东西的意思。像今天他们要去买新家具，就可以说 we'll shop for some new furniture。那如果是要去买爸爸的生日礼物，就说 I'll shop for my father's birthday gift。所以这就是 shop 做动词的用法。
Thanks for the help, Christina. Friends, is there anything that you love to shop for? I love to shop for new books, but I don't like to shop for furniture.
Yeah, shopping for furniture takes a really long time. It can make someone very tired. Not everyone loves to shop for furniture.
That's true, but Rob does love to go shop for furniture, and I think that's why it's really good Rob is helping Abby. But then Abby asked an important question. How are the prices?
The price is how much money you have to pay for something. Some places are cheap. Some places have pretty good prices.
True. This furniture looks expensive, though.And Abby is worried the prices will be high at the store.
But they aren't too bad. Rob says the prices aren't cheap, but they aren't expensive either. I wonder what Abby will buy.
Me too. Maybe we'll find out tomorrow. For now, though, we need to review our keywords.
Let's go to the first keyword now. Bathroom. Bathroom.Put the toilet paper in the bathroom.
Towel. Towel. I'm wet. I need a towel.
Table. Table. The book is on the table.
Dining room. Dining room. Eat your dinner in the dining room.
Shop. Shop.Shop at the new store.
Well, everyone, those were all the keywords that we learned today, and we hope that you remembered them. Right now, we're going to take a look back at all of today's conversations.
Hi, Abby. What are you reading?
Good morning, Rob. I'm reading a magazine.
What kind of magazine?
It's a magazine about houses. I want to decorate mine.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
It is. I need some ideas.
Get some new furniture.
Good idea. I can get some furniture for the bathroom and dining room.
What do you need in the bathroom?
I want a shelf.Then I can put extra towels on it.
What about in the dining room?
My table is really old. I need a new one.
Let's go to my favorite furniture store after work. I can help you choose one.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. Wow!There are so many things here.
I love to shop at Frank's furniture store. Their furniture is great.
How are the prices? The furniture looks expensive.
Their prices aren't cheap, but they aren't expensive either.
That's good.
The tables and shelves are over there. Let's go look at them.
Okay.
Man. Let's go, go, go!
Go where?
Let's go shopping for furniture!
Ginger, we don't need any furniture.
Yes, we do!
No, we don't.
We need a table!
We already have a table. It's in the dining room.
But we need a table in the bathroom, too!
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. We can put towels on it.
No, we can put towels on the shelf.
Oh, well then, we can put bananas on it.
Ginger. No.
But Anna's in the bathroom, yeah.
Whatever you do, be sure you stay true to what you know is right. Something seems fun, but when you're done, you begin to see the light. Sometimes doing good is hard when no one seems to care. There's always someone watching you, your good days they're aware. Hey, hey, live in the sunshine, not the darkest night.
That's all the time we have to teach today, everyone. We hope you enjoyed this lesson today and learned a lot.
Yeah, we talked about some really great keywords and some helpful English phrases today. You can practice using them in a lot of different ways.
Try to say some of these sentences with the keywords. Say them with your parents or teachers or maybe your friends.
Remember, we always tell you here on Let's Talk in English, you only need 10 minutes of practice a day. But you can practice even more than that if you want. You should try to speak English any chance you get. Try to talk in English anytime you go somewhere.
Now, though, today's lesson is over. I've been thinking about furniture that I need to get for my house. Tomorrow, we'll have part two of this lesson. So make sure you come back then. We can learn more English. So see you next time here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.